The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alexandra Center from thebigsmoke.com.au, coming to us live from the United States of America, where she's hanging with the new hubby. Although he's not so new anymore. Is the honeymoon over yet, Alex?
The honeymoon lasts forever.
Correct answer. Well done. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Have you moved on from last week? Are you somewhere different today? What are you checking out?
Yes, I've moved on from last week. I move on every day.
I meant location.
Right. I'm emotionally. Yes, I'm in New York.
Okay, great place to be. According to research, Alexandra Center from thebigsmoke.com.au, we humans, and we might not want to know this, eat more plastic each week than we wish to believe, some people consuming 100,000 plastic particles a year without even realizing it. Where's this coming from, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, this is everything from the water bottles we drink. It's nanoplastics, and they're basically less than 0.001 millimeters in size. So a lot of people don't understand, but people who drink, you know, a lot of water each year ingest around 90,000 plastic particles per year. People who drink tap water reduce that by about 50,000 less particles, but you're still consuming almost, you know, 40,000 particles. So a lot of people don't understand this. There is a lot of insight and research around how nanoplastic particles impact our gut. And the good thing about it is that our immune system does ward off a lot of the health risks, but it's something that we need to address at a longer, for a longer solution, because the healthcare industry uses plastic a lot more, and we need to be mindful around, you know, plastic consumption.
Yeah. So instead of reusing over and over and over and over again the store-bought plastic bottle, perhaps get yourself a reusable drink container, like I've got a really good one here. Keeps the water cold for ages. It's hard. It's not plastic. I think much better way to go.
Yeah, and I think again, it doesn't completely eliminate consumption of nanoparticles, but it is minimizing it.
Yeah, a jumbo jet has flown for over 3 hours, powered by. Wait for it. I think actually, as a matter of fact, I think we should have a drum roll on this one. Powered by used cooking oil, Alexandra Center.
It's kind of disgusting, but also helpful for the environment.
It is.
So this was an A380 test aircraft. Now, basically, it went from an airstrip in France, and it did a three-hour trip, and it was completely running on sustainable aviation fuel. And that is essentially cooking oil, used cooking oil or waste fat. And it does have an odour, as you can imagine. The Airbus does smell like chips, I'm sure. but it is a way of using renewable fuel. And it is a really excellent way of trying to understand different ways that we can power jumbo jets.
So the question is, if it's stinky, does that mean the stench is getting inside the cabin, or is it just affecting the high-flying birds?
No, the people that were riding in the plane said that it smelt really badly.
So we're good on one hand and not so good on the other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. I mean, masks doesn't really help that.
No, no. Perhaps they could put vanilla essence in with the fuel and give it a nice. There you go, vanilla essence. That's problem solved.
Yeah, it could be also that in a flight you have, like, scented candles everywhere.
Yeah, good idea. I like it. To wrap up this morning, Alex, let's talk, speaking of cooking things, there's a new Robo Burger joint about to open up, and it creates a burger in 6 minutes. No human intervention whatsoever. What's happening here?
So this is a vending machine that's just opened up in New Jersey. So it's called a Robo Burger vending machine. Basically, it uses artificial intelligence to cook up customized burgers in 6 minutes. The creators of this actual machine call it a restaurant in miniature. So they're believing that it could be something from cupcakes and pizzas and all sorts of things that over time can be delivered through a vending machine type format, but actually be at the level of the same process to what chefs do when they're cooking up burgers. So we're not talking about old cheeseburgers sitting in a vending machine and being heated up and sent to you. It's actually being recreated, or created, I should say, in front of you.
Yeah, I've seen the video to this, and it is actually very, very cool. And I'd give it a crack. We're going to put the video onto the Shoot the Breeze webpage for everyone to have a look at. But I'd give it a crack. It looks really, really tasty.
I mean, I'm all for 3D printed food. I'm all for different ways of creating food. And I think artificial intelligence, if tested well, could, you know, create great food. I mean, this particular custom burger is using a five-step process. And it's self-operating, and it could be a great little way of getting food into locations that doesn't have the capacity to have full-service kitchens.
And I think we should put them on our planes. I mean, if our planes are going to be powered by used cooking oil, why not have a robo-burger joined up the back of the plane and do away with the hosties?
Exactly.
Just saying. Alex Center. Yes. Great to shoot the breeze with you, as always, from thebigsmoke.com.au. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much.